it a healing service, but you know, as much as it's a healing service, it's really a time of just preparing. It's like a service slash school, like to just teach the Word of God, show what's available, that we're the church, amen, that we can just pray for the sick and see the power of God move in our lives, that we don't go to church, we are the church. That's like a big phrase of mine. I just think that's right, amen. And the power of God's available. Sometimes we get caught up in our minds and we back off of praying and doing the things that God's actually graced us to do because we think ahead of ourselves. I think we think, wonder if it doesn't happen or wonder if they don't receive me and all that stuff. And, hey, guys, bless you. But the bottom line is this. What do you say we just go after it and do what God said to do and let's just see what God does. Amen? Let's just be obedient. Let's step out and let's just do what God wants. Okay? So I want you to share your testimony about what you called me about yesterday and just all excited. You can share whatever you want, man. Oh, good deal. Go for it, man. I just heard the call. You up here in my heart. And this is John Mulliken, man of God. You can tell. Just look at him. Look at him. Jesus will do that to you. Amen.
Oh, boy.
Yay.
I kind of had a feeling, Dan. I just, you know, Holy Ghost was kind of implying this may be happening. And on my way up here, he told me I have to share what would appear to be a failure, and then a half failure, and then a grand slam. And all happened within, like, you know, 24, 36 hours. I was at a birthday party for a gentleman from our church, and it was just a really good thing going on. And all of a sudden, a scream came out from the other room, and there was this little boy who's probably like a year and a half old, and the mom was just picking him up, and he's like this butterball. And she dislocated his elbow.